That's odd. I don't remember there being a summoning on schedule for today. Varric, if you snuck out again, I swear I won't hesitate to tell... Oh. You're not Varric, are you? You look lost. Do you know where you are? Welcome to hell. You used one of the summoning circles and somehow managed to reverse it. Fell through and now you're on our side instead of the other way around. I didn't know humans had started to develop magic. That's good to know. Means I'm going to have to get stronger protections if I don't want strays like you showing up randomly. Do you have enough magic to make it back through? What do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about? That doesn't make any sense. You're the one who showed up at my house. How could you not know how you did it? Just reverse whatever spell you said and it should work, right? You didn't do anything? Did I hear that right? That doesn't make any sense. Portals don't just open up for no good reason. They need a key, magic, something to activate it. Where were you before you teleported? You were in bed. Okay. And you were just sitting there? You weren't doing anything? So just 1 second you were in your room, and the next you were in mine. You didn't say something, or maybe do a hand motion? Okay, so what did you do today? Maybe you drew my signal by accident, or said the spell out loud. Was there anything you could have done differently today? Yes, getting a tattoo could be the cause of it. I would need to know what it is and where it is. If the lines aren't right or the colors don't match, you should be in the clear. The only way it would work is if you did a one-to-one recreation of my sigil on your body. So, if you're comfortable, I would like to see your new tattoo. I'm hoping you weren't stupid enough to get a random demon sigil tattooed on you, but I have heard of worse things. Is this it? No, I... I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. Really, I don't. I just... Not often the deal comes to me. You sealed a contract with me and didn't even realize it. I'm sorry, I really am. I'm trying to take this seriously. It's just... Never in my 328 years of living have I seen this before. Your artists copied the sigil dot for dot, didn't they? I mean, it's really good work. It looks amazing. It's also going to heal beautifully as well. It's just kind of unfortunate for you because you happened to pick the sigil that makes me your owner. The lettering on the circle reads, "This sigil proudly binds the wearer to Succubus Guardian Nixie," which is my name, by the way. All it would have taken for the magic to work is your consent, which technically you gave when you got the tattoo. Your body and soul are my property, sweetheart. I'm sorry, but you really should have read the fine print. This is a good lesson. Don't get things tattooed on yourself that you don't know what they say. It could have always been worse. You could have ended up in the pit with Leviathan. Chin up. This is the best outcome for you. I've been looking for a new pet anyways. This seems like a sign, doesn't it? I don't think you understand. You made this choice and now you're here. There is no returning back to Earth. There is no old life for you to go back to. By getting this tattoo, you sealed your fate down here in hell with the rest of us. As the years progress, you'll grow to be more demonic. Whether you become an imp or more like a hellhound or, ooh, even more like a demon. Well, that will be up to you and how you take to your life down here. The better you adjust, the more likely you are to become a demon like me. I would love to see you with wings and a tail and horns one day. Ooh, you would just look so cute. But you have to earn it. I'm sure after 100 years of servitude, you'll learn something. You'll be all right, pet. I'm here. I'll show you the ropes. Teach you how things work down here. You're my pet now, and I think a very short leash is needed for your training. Just like that. You feel a gold collar around your neck, locking into place. It feels heavy, doesn't it? It's to remind you that you're mine. If I'm not in the room in front of you, at least you'll be able to feel me. You are an owned pet now, no longer a stray walking on the surface. Trying so hard to find a purpose, but failing. You have a place now. You belong by my side. This is where you're going to bloom into the most perfect pets. You'll see. This is what you've been needing since the very beginning. You just didn't realize it because you were stuck on Earth. So focused on what was directly in front of you that you didn't think to veer off of the path. It's okay, bunny. Now you are where you were supposed to be from the very beginning. Some people just aren't meant for the surface worlds. Some thrive better in a gilded cage. I have the feeling you're going to be one of those people. Despite my harsh words, your eyes are glimmering with hope. Like you can't believe you just got the deal of a lifetime. You squirm, feeling the metal against your neck, reminding you that you're an owned pet. It makes your excitement start to grow, doesn't it? Whining out your answer, not in control of your own voice. You look up at me from your spot on the floor. My spade tail flicks behind me as you gaze at my wide horns. Wishing you could reach up and touch them for yourself. Looking past my flowing skirts, you see the cutouts of my thighs fade into hooves. The longer you're down there, the more your appearance changes. You'll start to look more monstrous the more time you spend with me. Right now, everyone is going to be able to look at you and know that you are a mortal who made some kind of a foolish deal. Arguably, it's worse for you because there was no deal made. I can only imagine how embarrassing this would be to tell your friends. You looked in a book, saw my sigil, thought it looked cool, and got it tattooed without any deeper thinking. It didn't even cross your mind that this could be real, and you were marking yourself as property, did you? I must say, I'm glad you didn't think twice, because I was going to have a boring day off doing nothing. Now I get to play with my newest pet, show you the ropes, tell you the rules, teach you how things work down here. You might have called the shots up on the surface, but that was back when you were your own person in charge of your own life. Look at where that got you. On your knees, branded with my sigil, my collar around your neck as you look up at me. You are my bunny, which means you are going to do what I say, or else I will punish you. Things can get pretty creative down here. I'm not limited by what is capable on Earth. Down here, things like magic take a lot less effort and are a lot more fun. The rules of reality don't apply, but I'm sure you've already figured that out. All it took was you looking down at your tattoo, trying to read the words, maybe do some hand motions, and it teleported you directly to me. It only works one way. So if you want to go, you're going to have to find a way back up to Earth yourself. I don't think it's worth it. Not when you won the lottery and got me as your owner. Don't you want to be cherished and doted on every day? I can take care of you properly, but I could only do that if you let me. The more I look at you, the more obvious it becomes that you weren't meant for a life on the surface. It was too hard for someone so simple-minded. You can't handle things like going to work and doing taxes and paying bills. It's too much responsibility for a dumb bunny. You're supposed to be down here, keeping me company, enjoying pets and praise. Giving up your autonomy to a demon isn't so bad when it gets you everything you've ever wanted. No more thoughts, no more worries. Nothing on Earth can touch you. The most important thing in your life is me, understand? As my pet, your only responsibility is to make me smile. You're already doing a good job of it, keeping your eyes on me and actually listening. I'm impressed you're able to manage it considering the predicament you found yourself in. Though, you're not particularly upset if the squirming is anything to go by. You find yourself settling against the collar, enjoying the way it feels wrapped around your neck, almost mimicking my hands or something. Excitement continues to grow as you try your best to listen, but it's getting harder to focus. Adrenaline pumps through your body as you struggle to stay still. You aren't going to do anything without permission anymore. You're my pet, which means you're going to rely on me for everything. If you want food, you're going to ask. If you want a drink, you're going to ask. If you need to go to the bathroom, you're going to ask, because pets don't do things for themselves. That means you don't do things for yourself either. It's not really important for you. The most important thing you can do is be obedient. Do as you're told. That's the only way to make sure your demon is happy. Otherwise, you'll get punished, and you don't want that, do you? I run a tight ship around here, and I expect only the best. Those are the standards you're going to be held to. I'll be lenient with you the first week, but after that, I expect nothing but the best. What good is a pet that can't listen? If you end up disappointing me in the first month, I'll have no choice but to give you to Varric. And she has a penchant for seeing how loud her pets can yelp. So it's really in your best interest to make me proud. If you do that, I'll show you off. I'll bring you to parties, take you out and about. You won't be stuck inside 24/7. But you have to prove to me that you can handle it. You do that by being a good pet and following orders. Doing as you're told with a smile on your face. After all, it is a privilege to be my pet. You get that, right? This is not a duty to take lightly. It's not even a game you get to play. Your soul is at stake, sweetheart. If you disappoint me, I'll just have to give you to someone harsher. You want to stay with me, don't you? Oh, looking so confused as to why you have such strong feelings for me, despite just meeting me. The sigil has an affection-binding element as well. The second the tattoo was finished, your heart swelled with love for me. That's why you're agreeing so eagerly to everything I say and think it all sounds so amazing. This is what you've always wanted, right, Bunny? Nodding your head yes, I lean down and offer scratches. You lean into the touch, enjoying the warmth of my hands. Wasn't expecting it to feel so hot to the touch, but you aren't complaining. Practically melting against me as I continue to pet you. Your eyes flutter shut as you enjoy the sensation. Your body squirming underneath my gaze. Can't help how flustered you feel, knowing all my attention is on you right now. Such a cute pet. I'm starting to think the collar isn't enough. Should add cute little ears and a tail as well. That way I can pinch and pull them when you're being naughty. Practically whining at that thought. You feel the sigil on your arm start to heat up. Stay within eyesight of me, and this will always feel nice. But the second you walk away, it's going to turn searing, understand? You're mine, Bunny. You're not going to be traveling too far or be out of my eyesight for too long. Not until you've proven to me that I can trust you. Until then, think of my house as the school where you're going to learn your place. You've been stuck on Earth for too long. I've been thinking you're a person when, in reality, you're a pet. You were never meant for such complicated things. It's too difficult for your itty-bitty brain to process. You're happier here, on your knees, looking up at me, feeling my hand pet you. Yeah, this is where you were always supposed to be. Can actually feel yourself letting go and enjoying yourself. Just look at you, being so cute. Oh, I can't. It's too much. Nuzzling against my hands. I think I should see just how good you are at following orders. Don't you? Pulling you up to your legs. Looks like I've got a few inches on you still. Makes it better to do this. You taste just as sweet as you look. Moaning into it. You feel my hands grab onto your hips and pull you closer, making sure your hips are flush against mine. I want you to feel my bulge. I want you to know what you're doing to me. Look so fucking good in your collar. Don't even realize my name is engraved on the sides. Anyone who looks at you is going to see Nixie's bunny. Don't touch. You like that, don't you? Squirming against me when you realize just how owned you are. Makes you feel all warm and floaty. Your arousal grows as you feel my own. Was debating how I was going to make you come for our first time. Then I decided it would be fun to teach you about the rules while you wore my knots. But the only way to do that is to knot you first. So, tell me, have you ever taken one before, sweetheart? You don't know how excited that makes me to know. Can't believe I'm going to be the first knot you ever take. Not going to need to know what any other dick feels like down here because you're getting the best. You don't become a succubus, let alone promoted to guardian tier if you're bad at your job. You let out a moan as you feel my tail snake between our two bodies, starting to push your pants off. Didn't realize how much mobility or strength I had in this. Just you wait until you see what else I can do with my tail. The leathery tip feels good against your sensitive skin as you feel the warm air hit you. My tail moves back up and brings you in closer. Wrapping around your neck as my hand tilts your chin towards me. The snap of my fingers has your hole all wet and prepared. I didn't feel like taking my time with you today. I want my pet right now and don't feel like waiting. Guiding you towards the bed, you take the hint and finish undressing while taking your seat. I take my breasts out of the halter top, revealing two gold bars between each of my nipples. Taking in my body as the bed dips from my weight, you realize the tip of my cock is also pierced. The same bar that goes through my nipples goes through the head of my cock. A ball on the front and back of it. The entire length is smooth and pinky in tone, turning to a darker red the closer you get to the base. Can see where the knot grows from the extra skin. Your hand reaches out to touch it, massaging the sensitive skin. Oh, fuck, that's nice. But don't you want to feel it inside you? Then you gotta stop touching me, bunny. There will be plenty of time for you to explore my ever-changing anatomy. Right now, I just want to knot my bunny and teach you where your pleasure comes from. It's the most important thing for a fuck pet, isn't it? Fucking Christ. Oh, you're tight, sweetheart. Sure you aren't a total virgin and not just a not virgin? Fuck me. You feel amazing. You've got this vice-like grip on me already. Not even trying, are you? Oh, taking me nice and slow. Oh, that's it. It feels good, don't it? Oh, fuck. Kinda shocked that you're able to handle so much. Your hole looks so tiny, but I guess you're surprising me. Let's just hope this knot can fit inside too. Oh, don't you worry, pet. I am sure your body is going to be able to take my knot. If not, that's what training's for, right? I'm not going to use my magic to make it easier on you. That's cheating. Plus, it takes away half the fun, bunny. You're going to learn to take a knot the old-fashioned way, by actually getting it. This is going to be more fun for the both of us. Just trust me. I haven't led you astray so far, have I? No, I wouldn't do that to my pet. I want you to thrive underneath me. I want to train you into the most obedient bunny around. Nothing would make me happier than showing off your discipline and your training. Which means you're going to have to learn to take a knot. And probably quite a few other things, if I'm being honest. My form is always changing depending on what I'm in the mood for. Oh, I could feel that. Your hole flutters around my length, happily swallowing whatever I give it. It feels so good to be fucked into your proper place, doesn't it? Oh, listen to that moan. You love it underneath me. Can't get enough of it. Getting that too might have been the single best decision of your mortal life. So fucking good. I can't get enough of this hole. Of how you take me. Looks so good doing it. Should see how your hole stretched around me. Not even at my knot, and it's already so lewd. I can't believe you thought you would be able to thrive on Earth. It's so clear to me that you were looking for an owner, that you were meant to be down here with someone like me. Pets just can't survive by themselves. It's setting you up for failure. If you had to stay on the surface world any longer, trapped on nasty Earth, you just wouldn't make it. You wouldn't be happy. You wouldn't get to experience your authentic self. With me, there's no judgment. There's no worries. There's no concerns. You just let it all fade away as your world narrows down to my cock reshaping your hole. No longer a stray. You feel my name growing hotter on your arm. Who do you belong to, sweetheart? Say it again. That will never get old. You're doing so good knowing who you belong to, remembering you're not your own person. You're my pet, aren't you? Oh, practically moaning your yes, you can't get enough. This is where you've always wanted to be, just didn't have the words to say it. Didn't know how to ask for it without sounding crazy. Now that you're in hell with a demon owner, the only thing for you to do is to be an obedient pet, right? You feel my tail reach around and start stroking you again. Only this time there's no fabric in the way. Yeah. Trying to match the motions to my thrusts. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, let it all out. You sound so good, Bonnie. It only pushes me closer to the edge. You want to get that nod, don't you? You want to feel it growing inside you, stretching your needy hole out? Oh, I know. It's okay, Pat. I've got you. Nixie has exactly what you need, Bonnie. You just keep taking it. It's really what you're good at, isn't it? You are thriving underneath me, squirming and writhing, rocking your hips, trying to take it deeper. It's so cute how all your composure fades away the closer you get. Your orgasm quickly approaching the more I fuck into you. Nixie's bunny loves to take it like a slut, huh? Who do you belong to, pet? Whose bunny are you? Yeah. I guess that means this hole is also mine then, right? My tail presses harder against you as I angle my cock just right, aiming for your pleasure button. Gotta teach you how to come on a knot, don't I? Not going to come from my tail touching you or my hands. You're not allowed to touch yourself, so that's out of the question. Guess that means the only way you are going to come is if you come on my knot. This hole of yours is where your pleasure comes from now on. It doesn't matter if something else feels better or you're in the mood for something else. This hole of yours is always going to be in use. This hole of yours is where your pleasure comes from. This hole of yours is mine to play with as I please. Oh, yeah. Let it all out, bunny. It only makes me want to fuck you harder. You look so good when you're all needy and pathetic like this. The sigil on your arm glows brighter. It burns hotter, but you don't care. It only adds to the pleasure as you look up at me, my tits bouncing in front of your sweet face. It's a welcome distraction as the warmth on your arm continues to grow. Pleasure curling in your guts. Your whole clench is around me, trying to keep me inside, to hold off on your own release. But it's getting harder as my tail keeps working you closer. It's starting to shake, starting to get a little too close. You feel my tail stop stroking you, all the pleasure from it coming to a stop. You let out a whine, but realize you might not need it. The knot's starting to swell. You can feel yourself stretching, can't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just breathe for me, bunny. You can do this. Going to be such a good pet. Going to take my knot all the way. Yes, you are. Going to make me proud and show me why you're the right pet for me, aren't you? right there. Fuck. There you go. Oh, that's good. You're going to let go with me. You're going to come as soon as that knot pops, aren't you? Oh, fuck. You feel too good. Oh, clenching tightly. I can't let go, Bet. Oh, come with me. You can do it. Go. How are you feeling with my knot inside you? It's not going to be able to leave for at least another 20 minutes, considering how tight you were and how good you made me feel. I think it's going to be closer to 45 minutes. It just means you have more opportunities to learn the rules. The first and most important rule is that you are going to be free use going forward. Do you have any issues with that? I didn't think you would. You seem to be quite ecstatic with our arrangements. Like you had been dreaming of this day. I'm just happy to have such an enthusiastic bunny. We're going to have so much fun together. But first, you need to learn the rules and what to expect. Then I can start taking you out, showing you off to friends, maybe even have you spend some time with them. But that's all in the future, once you're trained. Right now, you are in no condition for that. Can you even remember what the first rule is? Oh, wow, that's right. Look at you, sweetheart. It is that you're free use. That means if I'm on the phone with a friend, you'll have no issue running over and warming my cock with your mouth. If I'm at work and bored in a meeting, you'll find yourself writing me during that meeting. And if I get bored while watching TV, I'm going to bend you over the couch and fuck you until I find something more entertaining. Understand? Very good. The next rule is you are going to ask permission to do anything. You didn't do it while we were fucking, but Going forward, you're going to need to ask for permission to come. Just like you'll need to ask permission to drink, eat, go to the bathroom, shower, etc., etc., you're going to need permission to come. Orgasms aren't a need for pets. It's a reward. You'll only get to come if you were good for me that day. If you misbehave, you won't get to come. Make sense? Very good. The third and final rule I'm going to go over with you today is what you will refer to me as. I've gone by quite a few honorifics in my time here, but for you, I think you should call me Keeper, since I'm going to be keeping you. I want to hear you say it. Come on, try Keeper Nixie. Ooh, it sounds so good! I like that! I'll let you know if I want to change it. But for right now, I think Keeper, or Keeper Nixie, is going to be how you refer to me. Going forward, I'm going to call you Pet, Bunny, Sweetheart, really any nickname. But I will not be using your first name. You don't need it anymore. You're not on Earth. You're not a person. You're a pet to a demon. What you respond to should reflect your demoted status. Now, let's see how well you are actually paying attention with my nod inside you. What is the first rule? You are free use, but for me and me alone. I like how you specified that. Very good. What's the second rule? Look at you being so smart. Always ask for permission because you aren't in charge of yourself. The sigil you tattooed on yourself made sure of that. And finally, what is the last rule you learned today? That's right. You will always refer to me with an honorific because you know your place as a pet. This is where you belong, sweetheart. You'll see. The earth was far too much for you to take. It's better in hell with me.